Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. We're celebrating the 19th anniversary of Bill Dunkelberg as a member of our Brain Trust. Hey, Bill, happy anniversary, baby.
Hey, thank you, sir, and to you, 70 plus 30.
How about that? Bill Dunkelberg, ladies and gentlemen, he joined us for the first time in May of 2000, and he's been a steadfast supporter of all that we do here every month. Every single month he's been right here talking to us about the most recent index, and that's just an amazing record. Is this 46 year so far?
Yeah, this will be year 46, yeah. How about
that's outstanding. It's just amazing. It makes me look like a piker with only 21 and a half years doing this. So, Bill, thanks again for being here. Thanks for 19 great years. Let's do 19 more. What do you think?
I'm in favor. I'm looking forward to that.
There you go. Bill Dunkelberg, folks, chief economist for the NFIB, nfib.com, smallbiz.org is his website, smallbus.org. That's where you can find two places you can find the index that we're talking about, and of course on our website. He allows us to put it there on our website. Bill, let's get into the internals. The survey was good, up almost a couple of points from last time, which is a great big jump, especially considering you're already in rarefied air of optimism. Labor markets were up, sales were up, compensation's up. Only capital spending was down a little bit that I can see. What do you think?
Yeah, that's basically it. The really good news was that reported sales were very strong. So when they're telling us that quarter on quarter they're seeing a lot stronger sales, that's really a good sign. That shows up, of course, in the earnings numbers. So we saw a 5-point improvement in the percent of our owners who said my earnings were higher this quarter than the quarter before.
Wow.
So, you know, this late in the business cycle, that's tremendous. That was really good. One of the concerns that we had about the first quarter was that a huge part of the growth in the GDP was building inventory. That mm-hmm. We were making a lot of cars, for example. We didn't sell them all then, and we were carrying them over into the second quarter. But our inventory plans jumped 3 points, and satisfaction looked really good, improved 2 points. So whatever the excess problem was seems to not occur on Main Street and maybe be dissipated for the whole economy. So,
well, this earnings
really
thing,
a great set of numbers. You know,
Bill, this earnings thing to me goes back to what I've been saying all these years about the people who survived the lost decade and found a way to be successful even under those circumstances from 07 to 16. And still survived. And I said it, whenever the economy, because of the tightening that they've learned how to operate their business the tighter way, they deleveraged, and now we've got the growth of we saw how they're growing organically, not borrowing money. That does nothing but just drop profit to the bottom line, does it?
That's exactly right. You know, they were lean and mean after 8 years of bad economic performance for the economy. And so when things turned around in, after the election, 17 and 18, they were ready, and you know, that's why we hit a record high percentage telling us that profits were growing. And, of course, as you point out, they're financing all of their hiring and spending, capital mm-hmm. spending, from the bottom line, not borrowing money, which is a good way to be. That means in the
that's
next
exactly
recession
right.
they'll still be in a good position.
I don't think the small business sector has been – This financially stable and secure in who knows, maybe ever. And it's really good to see. And consequently, Bill, it gives me a lot of heart. I feel heartened that when we have the next downturn, that small business owners will weather it so well, I don't think it'll last long. What do you think?
Yeah, well, we certainly will, you know, if a recession starts any time in the next 2 years, we're certainly going to be very well prepared, very healthy, ready to go. So I think you're quite right. The next recession will not do the damage on, on Main Street that one might expect, and we'll be ready to keep rolling.
So the labor market, the hiring in April was surprised everybody too, didn't it?
It did. It did. We've just had a lot of good readings. We had a couple of months ago, before this, that we had a half a worker, 0.5 workers per firm, per every firm on average. That's the best we've ever seen in our survey. And last month was about 3.35, which is also one of the very, very strong numbers. So we're out there hiring, and we want to hire. I mean, job openings are still at record high levels, and plans to create new jobs still up in the record territory. So, you know, we're ready to hire. We'll hire anybody who sticks their hand up and says, "I'll take a job." And
some people are even lowering standards that we've had before, just to get people, because there's still over 6 million jobs going unfilled, aren't there?
That's right. we did a study, and we just put it out a couple of weeks ago on training, and it was amazing how many firms, of course, said that they've had to lower their standards over the last 2 years in order to fill a position. And that, of course, means that if you've hired somebody who didn't have all the qualifications you were looking for, you have to train them. And so we found that there's a huge amount of training going on. It lasts a lot longer than we thought it did. That is, once you're on the job, you continue to get trained on the job and improve your skills. And, of course, What's been made me happy is that as we have started spending more on capital investments since 17, and we're doing all this kind of training stuff, the productivity numbers that the government reports, output per hour per worker, have really gotten much better. So All that investment is
paying off.
Hold on
to that thought. Hold on to that thought, Bill. I got to take a quick break, folks. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.